Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Hey guys, I am so pumped to bring you this episode. This is actually an exercise I went through recently.
Guys, we're working out.
No. I mean, yes, but that's not what I'm talking about. Not that kind of exercise. This was a mental exercise I went through recently at an event, and I saw huge things come from it in conversation, in relationships, and the way I was thinking. And it was super powerful for me, so much so that I want to do this exercise with you. And to make Emily really uncomfortable, I'm going to make her do it live on the podcast.
I have not gone through this.
So we are going to go through it together. You're going to kind of hear what it's like to have someone do the exercise live, and feel free to follow along. I feel like this would go really well with coffee and a notebook and maybe some like Zen music that you can switch between, like pause this, turn that on and answer the question. And if I was like really technical, I would like pause and insert the music myself, but I'm not. So I'm just going to keep going. So today we're inventing a new possibility. And this could be for your life, for your business, for your marriage, for your children. It could be for literally anything. And that's a really cool thing. So you can go through this exercise as many times as you want and focus on as many different areas of your life as you want. It might be a little eye-opening and a little bit shocking. So get ready for some emotions that may come out.
Guys, if I just start like sobbing on this episode, just ignore me.
Ignore me. Okay. So we're going to start at the top, and I'm just going to go through the questions the same way they were presented to me. And I'm excited to see what this could do for you. Okay. Emily.
Yeah.
And everyone else listening, I want you to take a minute and write down what is working in your life. This could be business. This could be a very specific thing about business or life. You may find that something that's in this category is also in a different category. So it's okay to have things be dissected, where like maybe your communication with your spouse is awesome, but money is a problem. Okay. So let's identify what is working right now. And I'm going to have Emily tell us a couple of those things that are working.
Okay. Give me some seconds.
No problem. We will chat it up. Feel free to pause and write this down for yourself right now.
I feel like Abby should sing some, like do some dongs.
Dong. I don't know how to do Jeopardy music on cue. Sorry, guys. So what is working? Mm-mm-mm. Silence is uncomfortable, but I'm going to let you sit in it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Tell me what's working, Emily.
So mine, it, as everyone should know, but you definitely know, it can never be just one thing for me.
No.
I am a dynamic human being that has a lot of things going on. So there are things that are working in multiple categories of my life. So it may be interesting also, like in order that they came to my brain is how I wrote them. So exercise is really working for me right now. I made a goal this year to like get fit and get healthy. And I worked out a ton and I actually enjoy it now, which is strange. Mm-hmm. Our household income levels are working. We have more than enough money to meet the needs that we currently have. we've been making really smart decisions financially, like investing in stuff and like being smart about our future, which I'm really, really proud of. I'm a fantastic mom. Like, I'm really good at it. I have a great relationship with my daughter. She's hilarious. She's awesome. We're in a really good like groove right now. Communications with you, my business partner, I feel like are at a good level, a good communicating level.
Yeah.
The zone that we're in.
Yeah. So some of the things that came up for me when I did this was our business is growing and I love that. Mm-hmm. I also wrote working out and being more conscious about what I was eating. I wrote that I have freedom, which I was surprised that came up for me so strongly, but I do like, and then yay. I'm also confident. I have drive and determination. Okay. So now, in contrast, here's where the icky things come out that you don't expect. So we're going to write what is not working in your life. It could be something emotionally. It could be something about communication, relationships. It could be something about purpose, spirituality. It could be about how you're showing up. It could be about how you're not showing up. I want you to think about all the areas of your life, not just business, but everywhere. And then inside business, because this is a business podcast, I do want you to be specific. Don't just say business is not working. Like, what about the business is not working? Is it a specific program? Is it a specific thing you're launching? Like, be as specific as possible, because that's going to help you. I mean, we're going to generalize and then bring it back down, but having the specificness here later will allow you to reflect in a big way. So I'll give you some moments to do that now. Cue music. It doesn't exist.
That doesn't exist. Cue music on your iPhone. All right. I think I could probably list a lot on this one. So yeah.
My list for not working is about twice as long as what's working. Mm-hmm. That's normal. Don't feel bad about it. Just acknowledge that that's your truth and accept it. And let's talk about it. So what's not working for you, Emily?
Okay. I added one more as you were talking. Okay. So I think it's funny, the contrasting, the first thing that's not working for me is my eating habits, which have always been a struggle for me in the sense of like, I eat really, really shit food. And then I also I'm very much a binge eater. Yeah. Like, I will not eat for like a day and a half, and then I will eat a ton.
And what she eats then is not great.
What I eat then is not great.
It's okay. We're accepting this is truth and and moving on with other things that aren't working. What else isn't working?
So my inner close relationships. So I feel like I have like my core, the people who I see every day, live with, and then like the outer radius. So it's just that core radius that I think like aren't working as well as they could be, which for those of you who don't know, that would include my partner, my husband, and my mom, because she's currently living with us, which isn't that is not the problem in and of itself, but
that's just what came up for you.
Exactly. Our automations in our business. So specifically the increasing the sales of Trello for Business, I feel like has lagged. And although it's like actually working, they're coming through, they're not increasing in the way that I would hope. Mm-hmm. And then our signature program automations, like the setup for that is not working as well as I'd hoped.
Yeah. I want to acknowledge when we say not working, doesn't mean it's broken or wrong,
right,
or that like someone else wouldn't think that it was working. It's your perception of where you're at right now. Okay.
Yeah. And then two more. I talked about this a little bit on the podcast, but I'm on a journey this year of like finding out what my identity as a human being is, like not as a co-founder, not as a mom, not as a spouse, not as whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't even feel like I'm close to uncovering that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's not working. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is I've definitely felt like a lack of confidence lately, which is surprising because I'm the last person in the room to lack confidence. Specifically like the automations and then the communicate. Well, really, honestly, all of these things on the list.
They just make you feel that like.
Right. Lacking confidence that they will actually change. Yeah.
No, it's so funny because like we didn't talk about what mine were at all. And it's just funny how similar we are. So what's not working, and this was when I did this exercise about a month ago, was that I didn't feel like I was creating abundance or security in my life, which security, and I've talked about it before, is like the basis in which I decide if my life is working or if it's falling apart.
Right.
So the fact that that came up for me is a big red flag. Some of you might be like, WTF, but for me, it's big. I also wrote communication with my spouse, and that's something that we've been working on, and I have seen improvement since I wrote this. I also said relationship with my mother, and if you're listening, Mom, I love you, but you know it too, and you felt the tension, and I do think we've made progress on this. I've also living in pain, so that's hard and draining. A big one. A big one is that I lack purpose when I'm not working. I'm not a mother. The only identity I have or that I've given myself is a business owner. And when I'm not, when I don't have that hat on, like, I don't feel like a good housewife. I don't have anything else. And so it's this empty void, and it's very uncomfortable. I also wrote spiritual, specifically my relationship with God. We don't talk about religion as just a rule in our business, but for me personally, it's something I've been wanting to work on. Memory. I just don't remember things that happened yesterday.
She's a little bit like Dory.
It's a little frustrating. I don't write it down. It didn't happen. And then another one that was big for me is I tend to defer to other people's wants and desires over stating my own opinion or making the decision. So now from this list, I want you to look at what's not working. And it may end up even not being on this list or be some kind of weird combination, but I want you to pick on an area that you want to work on. It could be literally word for word, one of the bullet points you put. It could be some kind of weird combination. It could be some underlying like constant that's through all of them. But what is one area you want to work on? And this shouldn't take you very long. It's your gut. Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, it's interesting. Like the gut thing for me, it's not a specific thing.
Sure.
Like I'm looking at the list and I'm like, okay, the easiest thing for me to fix would be like, you know, eating habits or whatever. But to me, like, how to fix that is still an unhealthy way. Like to me, it would be like throwing out the junk food and drinking a smoothie and like buying a whole bunch of produce and then like only eating smoothies for like a month. So like it's a lot deeper than that to actually try to fix that thing.
We are just picking where you want to focus.
Well, so I feel like my issue is why I don't want to pick an area is because like then I have to do more work that I don't want to do to try to like put attention there to fix it.
Totally makes sense, guys.
You know, like I'm going to have to find a therapist. I'm going to have to find like a marriage counselor. I'm going to have to find like a health coach. I'm going to have to find like, I'm going to have to do all of this stuff and I don't want to do any of that.
Well, I want to let you know that we're going to do the work right now so that you can move on. So you might be surprised what's going to happen in the next 20 minutes. So pick a topic that is the one that bugs you the most or is the one you feel like needs your most attention.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Okay, I will pick the communications with my close people.
Okay, all right. Mine was related to that. I specifically chose wanting more abundance and financial freedom, specifically my relationship with money, how my spouse relates to money, and like how our family unit relates to money. So Money is the underlying thing, but relationships are the big part of that. Okay.
Yeah.
So now here's the part that is going to make you want to throw up. Are you ready?
No.
Okay. So we're going to talk about your probable, almost certain future if you change nothing. Okay?
Okay.
So the first thing I want you to do to define what your probable, almost certain future is what are you doing right now? Doing. Think about actions. What are you doing now in relationship to this area you said you wanted to focus on?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to move through the other two parts and then we'll discuss all three at once. So as a result of what you are doing, what do you have? Now, this isn't feelings. We'll talk about feelings in a minute. But what do you have as a result of what you are doing? Like, for instance, conflict. Lack of partnership. Okay. How are you being because of those things? And this is where the emotions are. Are you angry? Are you depressed? Unhappy? Are you playing the victim? What are you being because of those two things?
Okay.
Now, I first want to acknowledge before we talk about what we both said is that you are doing something that gives you a result and makes you feel a certain way. So this, you tend to want to blame other people. But you are doing a certain thing that gives you a certain result that makes you feel a certain way. And you are in control of those things. So you do something, you have something, and you are something, or you be something, whatever. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's all affecting each other. All right. So what are you doing, Emily?
So I am parenting two adults who live in my house. I'm arguing. I'm ignoring problems. And I'm just waiting it out.
Okay. So what does that make you have?
It makes me have a lack of team in my marriage, a lack of friendship with my mom, conflict in both of those instances, and a lack of desire, which is getting to a whole nother level of conversation.
That's okay. So what does that make you feel?
So it makes me feel overwhelmed and unhappy, stuck, stressed, and burnt out. Mm-hmm.
Totally normal. So we're acknowledging these things. So I'm going to acknowledge you my things because this is just the truth bomb session, right? So again, I was focusing on my relationship with money, my spouse's relationship with money, and how we connected on those things. So I feel like I'm working my ass off to grow my business and make money. So we have just not what we need, but enough for both of us and more. And I also said that I feel like I'm covering up and being inauthentic, which I didn't expect to write that, but I did. As a result, I'm having conflict in my marriage. I feel like my opinion is irrelevant. I see holes in my future. And what I meant by that is that we're not on the same page. So like as a planner, I don't know when we're buying a house. I don't know when we're having a kid. Mm-hmm. And it like affects all these other areas of life and have a lack of partnership. So how that makes me feel or how I am being is angry, unhappy, the victim, resentful, depressed, uninspired, frustrated, frightened. But the key part that I realized was that I'm actually suppressing all those things and not showing those emotions to anyone else, but upholding them in. So
yeah,
I don't look same. Angry or resentful or unhappy, but I feel those right. way that way on the inside. Mm-hmm. So, so if you're like, yay.
Yeah, or mine comes out or like, why didn't you fucking unload the dishwasher? And it's just like this rant of like, it's the worst thing that could have not been done that day, but it's because of all yeah, this other shit.
It's not, you're taking it out in other ways. Emily and I are hold and explode people.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So here's where it gets better. So I want you to acknowledge what's missing, the presence of which would make a difference. So what is missing that could completely change your probable, almost certain future? Because we just said, literally, what you're doing is giving you a certain result and making you feel a certain way. And if you change nothing, you will continue to do the same things, have the same result, and feel right. the same way. So what could you add to this that would change the result?
Like actual tangible things?
That could be, you could choose to feel a certain way. You could choose to do something okay. differently. But I want you to focus, instead of focusing on doing first and giving you a certain result and being a certain way, I want you to flip it. So I want you to focus on how you're going to feel because you're in charge of your feelings. And so if you change how you feel, what are you going to do instead so you can have different results? So start with how you are going to feel. What do you get to decide how you feel every day. Right. So how, what are you going to feel instead? And this could okay. be a jumbled mess of stuff. Like, how are you going to feel? What are you going to do differently? And this doesn't have to be everything. Like, we're not about curing right. at all. Okay. This is just living into the truth of you're in control. So if you're in control, what are you going to change to affect this area? Are you ready to talk about it?
Okay. So I put down feelings and a thing that I'm going to do and then a thing I'm okay. not going to do. Where do I, where
tell
do you
me
want to
all
start?
Of it.
All right. So I think the first step is to literally just talk with the people in my life about how I'm feeling and like what's going on. And like, I think one of the underlining issues of why it's with both people is that like, I'm the referee between both of them. They will both come to me for the complaint or whatever. And then I have to go to the other person to like mediate. So chat with them individually and then chat with them together, like a fucking family meeting. But in the meantime, and in spite of those conversations, I can still choose to feel grateful. My mom moved here to be with us. Like, that's fantastic. Proud of both my accomplishments and my partner's accomplishments. And like that we have this crazy awesome family that we're building. And hopeful that like we're both in it for the long haul. And like, I'm confident that we will both make changes to do better. And then a thing that I will not do, and I don't know if this is the right word, but I initially wrote down not overreact, but I think it's more about like not being reactive to everything that happens mm-hmm. and instead like either let it sit or like have a different type of discussion or whatever.
So something that someone told me literally the same day I did this exercise was about the stories we tell ourselves. So I want to take a second and talk about that. Is you do a certain thing and have a certain result, but other people do too. Like, you aren't living linearly. Right. Like, there's other people constantly bombarding you because they are also doing a certain thing that is having a certain result around you. And we are judging people by nature. And so we see what they're doing and the results they are getting. And we assume things about those things. And we tell ourselves a story. So literally the same night this happened, my husband refused to go with me. And I told myself the story that he didn't love me and he wasn't supportive and he didn't like to engage in social events and that everything was falling apart, and which is total BS. I was just in a bad mood and mad he didn't come. And the reality of it was, the reality that I refused to acknowledge at the time, is that he had worked all day and he was tired and he just didn't want to go. And like, that was it.
Right.
But I interpreted all these other things. So we have to stop ourselves from telling stories about facts. And like, if we can just acknowledge facts, like Brian didn't unload the dishwasher. That is just a fact. He didn't do it to intentionally hurt me or to drive me fucking crazy. He just didn't unload the dishwasher. Okay. Right. So
I don't believe that, which is my problem.
And it's really hard. Like, these stories are, we've been telling them to ourselves our whole lives, that we have created them in our heads, our parents, our friends and family. They have influenced the stories we tell ourselves, about other people, about other people's actions. So this is like deep ingrained shit that you have to get over.
Yeah.
So Brian not unloading the dishwasher sounds not like a big deal, but I know it's a big fucking deal for you.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So now that we've acknowledged this, here's the cool part. You get to invent a new possibility for your life. So I try to generalize this because I don't want you to make it super specific. What are just three words that are like feeling oriented? If you did them, would allow all of the things that are missing to happen. Like, what are three feelings that you could accept as your truth that would allow everything that's missing to happen? This is hard, so I'm going to give you a minute.
Three feelings. So if nothing changed except for these feelings.
Like, if you didn't have the house meeting and you didn't do all those other things, right, if you just felt this way, things would just be different. Because you can't make Brian show up or make a change.
Right. I think for me, I mean, you and I have talked about before, and I wrote it down on my, okay, here's how I'll choose to feel. But truly, if I were truly to just feel grateful and even then go as far as expressing gratitude, it would change a shit ton.
So just to reflect back on my what's missing, just to give you a different spin on it, is I am going to take responsibility for my own life and happiness, which is a big, hard, scary thing to do. I'm going to acknowledge that I deserve this, i.e. a good relationship with money and a good relationship with my spouse and abundance and all of those things. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to accept that I don't have all the answers, especially of what other people want or how they want me to behave. I'm going to feel light and take courageous actions. So do things I wouldn't normally be comfortable with. So the new possibility for me was accept, trust, happy, and abundant. Now, we're going to say this in a sentence. So you're going to say this too. The possibility I am inventing for myself and my life is those three words we just said. So I want you to say the sentence, and then you said grateful or have gratitude. But
I said,
want you to say the whole sentence with that at the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the possibility I'm inventing for myself in my life is to be grateful and to express gratitude. So I think those two things are different.
So the possibility I am inventing for myself in my life is to be accepting, happy, and abundant. Now, the really cool thing is I want you to look at that and compare it to your not working list, because we just picked one area of life to focus on. But if you chose to just be this because you have control and you choose your emotions every day, how would that affect all of your other areas that aren't working? For me, it basically fixes all of them. Like, it's not like a cure-all by any means, and it doesn't mean that my life is perfect. But if I choose every day to be accepting, happy, and live in abundance, my life is pretty fucking great. So if you chose to live every day in gratitude and express that to other people, like, how would it affect those other areas?
Well, I think
it's not going to affect everything, but
it might not like literally affect the thing, but it might at least affect my perception of the thing.
Yeah, like those business things we talked about, like, it might not fix the thing that is wrong, but you can be grateful for how far you come.
Right, which is something we don't do.
Exactly.
I can be grateful for this bag of Cheetos that I'm eating.
That is not a conscious health decision that she's putting in her body right now. So for y'all, like, this is a choice. Like, you can go through this and pick this apart and define what could be different and then go on about your life as if nothing has changed. Because we already discussed that you have a probable, almost certain future, okay? But you get to decide how you want to live every day. And if you want to live every day with that list, that's up to you.
Yeah. Well, and I think what would be cool, since this is coming out like the first week of March, not necessarily at the very beginning, but I think it would be cool for us to, A, challenge ourselves, but also you guys, and like, let's keep each other accountable on social and in the group. Like, what if for literally every single day in March, I am like verbally grateful for a lot of things, like to other human beings' faces, and specifically to the two people who I'm wanting to like make better relationships with. And like, just for 1 month, let's not do the bullshit that's led us here and makes us feel the things that we feel. And let's just keep doing the sentence.
Because
and see what fucking happens.
Because here's the thing. We, Emily and I specifically, are seemingly successful. We have a good financial standing in our life. We're able to take care of our families. We have a roof over our head. We can eat what we want when we want, go to Chipotle as many times a week as we want. Like, life is good, but that doesn't mean that like the innermost workings of ourselves are in some way disrupted or disturbed or could be better.
Right.
Like, you can always choose to live better. And so I was listening to another podcast, and she says every day she tells herself, I choose today to be healthier, wealthier, and more fit than I was yesterday. But I can't remember what the third one was. But even if it was just those three things, I would be happy.
Yeah. Right.
So I challenge you to live into this and to find someone either in the group or a friend that can hold you accountable to this and check in with you and see, are you living into this new truth, or are you stuck in your ways and doing the same thing and getting the same results and feeling the same miserable self you have been?
Yep. And if you feel comfortable, share your sentence. The possibility I am inventing for myself in my life is... After you do this exercise and come to that sentence, if you feel comfortable, share it over at thinkcreativecollective.com/community. And let's hold each other accountable for just for the freaking month of March. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. Let's just live into that sentence and measure the results and see what changed. All right. This has been fun, guys.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.